Sports this hour being brought to you by Wyman Building Supply and WWC Engineering. It's a Wednesday, and you know what that means?
Pro football pick'em.
Pro football pick'em. The VIPs are in studio this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Bob.
Oh, here we are.
Chorus of us.
I know. The chorus comes online this morning. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to the First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. And again, a reminder to you, if you are not playing with us, you should be, and you still can. All you have to do is go sign up. We get people sign up every week because you could win the weekly prizes. No matter when you sign up into the game, even if you're out of the finals, that's okay. You still have a chance to be our weekly winner. And congratulations, Ziggy DeLela from Sheridan. 15 out of 15 points.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
How about that?
Nice work.
And Ziggy picks up a $100 gift card to Pit Crew to you, our weekly sponsor last week. So congratulations, Ziggy DeLela of Sheridan. 15 out of 15. That last week's winner and $100 gift card to Pit Crew to you is yours. Come on up to the station. James will present you with your Pit Crew to you card.
Do not give him any advice.
Yeah,
that's right.
Truly.
Don't ask for advice,
Carol. No, First Northern Bank.
Because you're going to be sought out for advice at that score.
This week's winner, if you sign up, you could win. Just go to the Pro Football Pick'em page, First Northern Bank, Carol's Furniture. Sign up, and you could be the winner of $100 in chamber bucks. Wow, from C21.
Nice.
This week. Congratulations.
Just in time for Black Friday shopping.
Just in time. That's a perfect time to sign up. Get signed up. $100 gift, $100 in chamber bucks from Century 21 BHJ, this week's Pro Football Pick'em sponsor. All right, let's look at the weekly scores, shall we?
No.
Ah, Magic Melanie. Rough week.
Yes.
But still in the hunt at 10 points.
Yeah, you think 10 points should not be a bad week, but say, yet
that wasn't
it
a bad week.
Was.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad week.
That's all right.
Double digits.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I know, right? If you're in double digits, you're doing pretty good.
As James says, I'm a perfect 10. I'm stuck on there.
There you are. Yeah. That's right, Melanie. You're stuck on the perfect 10. Not a bad place to be. 11 points, James.
Yeah, I'm a perfect 11.
You're a perfect 11.
Yeah, I'm stuck there.
James will
take
be
11.
James will be in the teller line at First Northern Bank this week.
Yeah. Everybody be scared.
11 points for James and 11.
I'm off your chair,
I dropped
James.
Something.
Did you drop something? And 11 points, armchair angers.
Yeah, double digits this week, so I'm good with it.
That's a good place to be. 11 points, 12 points. The analyst. Andrew Boynt, how about those Broncos?
How about those Broncos, Bob? That was a fun game to watch.
You could have scored one last week, and if it was that 1 point,
that's
smile on this man's
that's
face.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That was a fun game.
You gained one on James,
I
though.
I did.
Yep.
12 points, Andrew.
Feels good.
The pack leader
so
this
puffy.
Week. There he is, big grin on his face.
Hey.
Good luck, Chuck.
This should have been the donut week, but I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I know better.
You should have.
Yeah, hey, I'm pretty
pleased.
We'd
be buying donuts for you.
Hey, you know, I wouldn't say no, but yeah, I was very happy with this week. I
should be.
I switched to the Cowboys. How about them boys?
Yeah.
Some Dak Prescott for president or something like that?
At least for the week.
Okay, there you go.
Next week, who knows?
Yeah, probably not.
That might change. Well, they're playing Philadelphia. That could change.
That could change. That will change, probably.
I don't think Jerry will have quite the smile on his face.
13 points for good luck, Chuck. Let's look at
Jerry's
the over.
Facial features are really limited. I'm just going to say that. He's like,
yeah, I know, right?
If you know, you know.
How'd you like to be the GM under Jerry?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he is the GM.
He is, and
you're the GM, you're the scapegoat at that point.
Yeah. You got to beat up on somebody, right?
Yeah.
All right. Look at the overall score. Jamie, 103, still in the hunt.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Okay.
This week's going to be better.
I like your attitude. Perfect 10, 103, Magic Melon.
These guys are not making it easy on me this year.
I know. She came in the door this morning when I met her in the door, and she goes, these guys are beating up on me. And I said, don't worry about it. You'll come through. 103, Magic. Cowboys won, though.
They did.
That was an impressive win, yes. Actually. Chuck, you're bunching up a little bit in the middle there. 107.
Hey, I got a couple points this week.
You did.
I'll take that.
Way to move up the, yeah. Way to move up the pack.
Yeah, that's right.
And Andrew moved up just a point more. I go on James, right? That Bronco win. Did you pick the Broncos, James?
No, I picked Chiefs.
Oh, yeah,
that was the one. I think
that was the one.
I was disappointed because last week everybody in here picked Tampa, and then everybody seemed to switch back to Buffalo too. This so could have had two.
Andrew Boynt, the analyst. Why he's in the bank when you go down there? You see him; he'll help you out. James, 113, still leading the pack.
It's shrinking every day.
It is shrinking.
You know, we're still in the lead.
Still in the lead, James.
We'll take it.
All right. Let's look at some teams. All right. Denver has the week off, Andrew.
They deserve it.
They do.
LA. Momentum was going to go.
I know. That's the bad thing about coming off a win like that. Now, if they were coming off a bad loss, it'd be a good thing. Coming off a big win.
Yeah.
Week off could hurt them. All right. Let's start out with, let's just start out with Buffalo, shall we? Wow, Josh Allen came back. He always does.
Yeah. That was a momentous game.
I know.
And it was the UW game there.
They have the one next week.
UW had their band there
at the Buffalo game.
Yeah. So he had to put on a show, really?
Yeah. Dude's an athlete.
He runs for three, passes for three. Jeez. Yeah. I think he sold popcorn.
Josh is not selling popcorn.
He's selling a lot of things on TV, though. Yeah. He's got a lot of ads.
Well, that's true, actually.
He's selling pistachios. I've seen that one.
Stay on brand, Bob.
Let's stay on brand. Houston, at home, Buffalo. Where are you, Andrew?
Going Buffalo. They can't really slip up from here on out, so going with Buffalo.
I'm with Andrew. I think Buffalo is going to be running the show.
I picked Buffalo. This kind of scares me, but if Stroud's not back, I can't remember if he played last week or not, but yeah, I'm picking Buffalo, but yeesh, they're inconsistent.
Okay.
Buffalo.
I'm going to say Buffalo right now, but I'm a little worried about this game as well. Thursday night game. Josh Allen looked pretty good, but he had some of his old characteristics show up a little bit there. I saw him throw a two-handed interception out of his own end zone. I was like, what are we doing here, Josh?
Things can get weird on Thursday nights.
Texans defense is very good, but I'll stick with the Bills for now.
Plus, he's going to be in Laramie on Saturday.
That's true. Yeah.
You got to
turn around and go back down. Worried about the Thursday night game. They might just set him so he's prepared for that Laramie game. That homecoming.
Yeah. Right. Big homecoming bash for him on Saturday out at War Memorial Stadium.
It does look like it is going to. CJ Stroud is still out. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
That makes a difference.
It does. All right. Minnesota. James, traveling to take on the Pack, arch rival there.
Boy. Man, two anemic teams that I don't know how to get any sort of read on. I'll go Green Bay at home, but this feels like it's going to be another game where Green Bay is just like, who cares what happens? It'll be 17-15. That's what they've been doing all year.
17-15. What do you think, Magic?
Minnesota looks so freaking bad. Holy cow.
You're not wrong.
Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay.
I'm growing Green Bay.
Clean sweep.
Keeping the green. Clean sweep. Green Bay.
Cheeseheads all around.
All right. A lot of cheese in the building. Dallas Magic at home. Philadelphia. Major big win. Momentum carrier, maybe?
Major momentum carrier, but I can't go with my heart here. Philadelphia.
Ooh, James?
I'm going to go Philly as well. Their offense is still kind of a mess, but they played really good defensively against Detroit. So
yeah, Philadelphia. Philly. Yeah, that was a good win last week, and Dallas is not Detroit, if anybody needed to know that.
He's right. Almost literally.
In case you were wondering.
In case you were wondering.
He was shaking his head the whole time, even when I hadn't called on him yet. Yeah. What do you think, Jamie?
I think I'm going to go Philadelphia as well.
Okay.
Another green, clean sweep.
Everybody's going Philadelphia.
Green, clean.
You guys got to remember, this is in Texas.
I don't know how much that matters as much as we
don't matter.
They do that every year, you know?
Yeah.
They already got hotel reservations in Dallas. So.
Okay. Jamie, the Saints. Yeah. 2-8.
I know. Terrible.
Taking on Atlanta. 3-7.
You know, I'm.
They're selling toilet bowl cleaner at this game.
Yeah, oh, there's a worse game.
Don't yeah, I was saying this one or the Cleveland Las Vegas game.
Yes, 100%. There's a worse game.
I, you know, with New Orleans at home, I think I'm going to stick with New Orleans.
I think I might go with Jamie. I think Penix is out this week too, so I'm going New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm the Saints. Let's go, baby.
Saints.
Cousins, I think, fell asleep. I don't know what happened to him. He is dog. New Orleans.
Like, whoa!
If
no
you
way.
Get if you get dogged from Magic Melody, man,
are we going clean sweep? We're going clean sweep New Orleans. Yeah. Not something good that could happen all year long.
Who dat?
Yeah, I'm going New Orleans too.
That's a first.
Yeah. First time ever.
Wow. If you were to ask me a few weeks back,
no
is
shot.
Everyone going to pick New Orleans to win one week?
Yeah, no.
I would have said, no way. Yeah.
Here we are.
Week 12 is the week.
Week 12 is the week. Yeah. The Saints. All yes, right.
That's 12 disciples, the Saints. I'm just saying. I don't know.
No way, guys. This is where we'll all drop 1 point.
Yeah. Less cousins, cousins.
Let's just do it together.
Something happened to him, and he doesn't have it.
Detroit at home, looking good. Against the Giants. What do you think, Chuck?
I think Detroit. That was a weird game against Philadelphia. Like, how many stops or losses on turnovers on downs? Like 100 or something like that?
A lot.
Yeah, there were a lot. So, yep. Detroit coming back.
Magic.
Detroit.
James?
Yeah, Jared Goff gets to go back home, play inside a dome, so he's going to play well. Detroit.
I'm going Detroit, too.
Detroit.
Wow.
Another clean.
Okay, how are we ever going to get any points on anybody?
You guys are going to stay the same next week if you do
how
that.
About, how about you do Indy, Kansas City?
Indy and Kansas City, James.
I'm going to go Indy.
Kansas City.
I picked Kansas City. That might change.
I'm a hard maybe on Kansas City.
Here we go. Jamie's back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well... Possibly Kansas City. That's
or,
be
maybe
a tough
Indy.
Or maybe Indy.
Or maybe Indy.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Kansas City at home, and they really can't slip up anymore.
No.
So.
True.
I think Mahomes is going to come out smoking. Yeah. They're in Arrowhead Stadium. I think they're going to smoke them.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Indy's looking good.
I don't think they've smoked anybody yet.
What do you mean? Define smoke.
Yeah.
Right.
Win?
Right.
Win by one score.
Yeah.
Indianapolis is 8-2, though.
Yeah. They're looking pretty solid.
Okay. All right. So there we are. Who's got, quick before we need to go, survivors, James?
Baltimore over New York.
Baltimore.
I honestly, get Andrew there.
Seattle over Tennessee.
Seattle over Tennessee.
Pick two.
I kind of put them on the spot. So they're looking at their.
Yeah, I know. I like that. I'm going to pick Philadelphia. Over Dallas.
Okay, Philadelphia over Dallas, and Jamie.
Let's go Vegas over Cleveland.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Just for you, a little end today.
Living on the edge.
With a little Orleans. Still the one for you there, Jamie. So there we go. First time ever. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks, Bob.
You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It's 8 o'clock.